It's 6:44 Pacific time. This is CBC Radio 1. For many of us during this pandemic, getting outside is one of the reprieves from the stress of it all and is good for our mental health, but there are fewer and fewer places to go. BC closed all provincial parks on Wednesday, heading into the long weekend. For a check-in on how avid hikers are doing through the pandemic, we've reached one. Josh Hogan started Hiking Addiction. It's a website and Facebook group for hikers in the Okanagan, and he's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
How are you doing with less access to hiking trails?
Well, I'm definitely surviving. There are a few closures in Kelowna as well. As most of us have heard recently, there was that incident on Okanagan Mountain Park, which is a provincial park, where the two hikers were stranded during a snowdrift. And it's very important to stay aware right now that if you do get lost or injured on a trail, they are going to have to send a team in after you, which potentially puts other people at risk as well. As far as I'm aware, a lot of the trails in the Okanagan are still open as long as they're regional trails. But maintaining that 2-meter distance is incredibly important, and to be aware that the virus can live on various surfaces for different amounts of time as well. So if you're pushing through bush and other people are doing the same thing, there's a chance that it could still be living on something that you're pushing through as well. So just stay very well aware of that. As well as in different provinces, they have just closed all trails. So the Okanagan is incredibly lucky right now to still have options to go out. So really enjoy that while you can, because for your own mental health, that's one of the few things that people can still really relax and enjoy and stay stable with, because a lot of people in different countries can't even leave their home for more than a few hours a week because of the government restrictions. So we're very fortunate.
Yeah, and I saw over the weekend some people lobbying Kelowna City Council to keep parks open. What are you hearing from people about how important that is?
Yeah, for a lot of people, I mean, especially now that everyone's working from home, they don't have any social contact almost whatsoever. And people have different ways in their life, different outlets for their stresses and everything else. And they've shown in various scientific studies in the past that hiking is it gives you a meditative quality and allows you to really relax. And there's so many people now suffering from anxiety and other issues because of this isolation, because of the fear of the unknown. And hiking really brings that back into your life. And people are saying how grateful in the Okanagan that they are for that, but they're so worried that in a few weeks' time, if the situation continues to grow, that we're not going to have that option. And I think it's so crucially important.
You've added a new aspect to your website, I understand, to help people during the pandemic. Can you explain that?
Yeah, exactly. So in the event that there are trail closures, or even now, people can log online, create a profile, and search for other hikers. So there's 8,000 people registered on the Hiking Addiction website. And so there was sort of a messaging feature before, but now you can really flesh out your profile. Upload pictures, tell a little bit about yourself, and when you message other users, they'll give you a text message and an email saying, hey, this user's messaged you. You can upload a photo gallery and the whole thing. So post-pandemic, go ahead and create a group and go out and explore the trails. In the meantime, share ideas and everything else. Or if you're feeling brave, because it's still permitted, you know, maybe find one or two other people to go out and go exploring with.
And so what would you suggest for people who are looking for a place to hike, or a new place to hike, or a safe place to hike? Where should they start?
Knox right now is a one-way trail, so that's fantastic. Rose Valley, I believe, is still open as well. Really well-marked trail network, very little chance of getting lost there. I can't remember if Myra Bellevue is provincial or regional, but also very well marked. Those are great trails. Stevens Coyote Ridge up in Glenmore, pretty easy trail network to follow as well. Great views in northern Glenmore. Spine Cop over in Lake Country, also a great option. Easy to follow, lots of signage on the trails as well.
Great, and Myra Bellevue is a provincial park, by the way, so that one's off the list.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Oh, okay, that one's close.
But it's, Josh, it is great to talk to you. I hope you can stay outside. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
All right, have a great day. Thank you.
You too, bye-bye. Josh Hogan is the founder of the hiking club Hiking Addiction. You can find them at hikingaddiction.ca or on Facebook. You're listening to CBC Radio 1. It's 6:49 Pacific time.